The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome back. This is what we call hour two. That's because it comes after hour one, typically. And I continue my conversation with our friend Anne McElhenney, who, with her husband, Phelim McAleer, has produced a true crime podcast dealing with one of the most gruesome crime stories in history, having to do with Kermit Gosnell, the doctor who in inner city Philadelphia for decades murdered children and got away with it. Now, Anne, you were saying in the previous segment, because it's important sometimes for us to understand how these things happen, it's actually quite simple. Somebody like Kermit Gosnell, as evil as he is, he recognizes in a way the truth of the situation. He says he understands in America, in a place like Philadelphia, inner city Philadelphia, life is extremely cheap. And why should he pretend that the life inside the womb is less valuable than the life outside the womb? They say legally he can kill the child in the womb in the ninth month, in the eighth month. And he says, well, you know what? Okay, but why can't I let it come out of the womb and then I kill it? It'll be easier for everyone, for me, for the child, for the mother. And so I'm going to do that. And so he decided I'm going to do it because he knew he could get away with it. He knew that most people are cynically going to shrug and say, you know what, if you deliver the baby and murder the baby a minute after it comes out rather than while it's still, who cares? Life is cheap. Yeah. These are black babies in inner city Philadelphia. No one cares. Nobody is going to investigate. Nobody thinks of these lives as worthy of defending. And this man profited very handsomely off of this. But it's still just chilling to think that we let this happen. And you just said that this is probably happening in Chicago. It's probably happening in Atlanta. It's probably happening all over California. It's probably happening in cities around this country, all over New York, and no one is doing anything. While we're talking about what happened, it's probably happening right now.
Yeah, we have absolutely no reason to believe it's not happening right now, and particularly when we realize how people behaved around this guy. You know, that he got this protection, as I said, from the Department of Health, that he got this protection, by the way, from the media, you know, from big media who decided not to report on this until they were shamed into reporting about it. And even when they did report on it, you know, there's covering a story and covering a story, you know, and what they did was, you know, they can all say, the New York Times, oh, we covered that. No, they didn't. Not if you compare their coverage of this story with their coverage of the Michael Brown story, of the George Floyd story, which involved one person, obviously, you know, terrible, but one person. We're talking about multiples. We're talking about thousands of black children. And they don't care. They just don't care, you know, because they're so protective of this industry and of this. I think I've heard you say it's like a sacrament of on the left. It's like a sacrament from these leftists. And it's the most sacred sacrament they seem to have. And they talk about choice. You know, one of the things that I thought was really good recently was Chris Rock. You know, the very best comedy is comedy that tells the truth. And he was doing a show down in New Jersey and he said, yeah, you know, I don't think there's such a thing as a safe abortion, because isn't a safe abortion where always one person dies?
Chris Rock said that.
Yes, he did. And then he said, you know, I'm not really pro-choice. I'm pro-better choice. He said that. I wish I'd been in the audience. I'd have hoot and hollered for that one. But I mean, honestly, that's humor. And you know what? People laugh because it's true. So in a safe abortion, one person dies.
I mean, I just have to say that, you know, we're talking about things that are so horrifying. But again, the most horrifying thing is when really reasonably well-off educated people look the other way. It's what Hannah Arendt famously called the banality of evil. There are people just pushing pencils and saying, I just want to keep my job and I'm not going to lift a finger against this wickedness, this horror, killing children. I'm not going to do anything. And right now, there are plenty of people not doing anything right now, not covering it, not writing about it. Now, you and Phelim, again, we're right now, we want people to go to serialkillerpod.com, serialkillerpod.com. But you made a film. Tell me, or somebody else made a film. I cannot remember if people want to know more about this story, another place they can look.
Yeah, no, we made a movie about this. We made a movie called Gosnell, starring Dean Cain playing the role of Detective Jim Wood. We also wrote the book, which became a New York Times bestseller. Very kindly, you interviewed us at the very time of when that book came out. And we had a play in New York. We recently had a play in New York with reenactments of moments from this trial, because at the same time, as you probably know, and I think they've just wrapped in the last couple of days, there was an abortion comedy on in New York, down in Cherry Lane Theater, one of the most beautiful off-Broadway theaters in New York, a one-woman show paid for by J.J. Abrams, the big, massive, huge, you know, Hollywood producer. And I went to her comedy. And you know the one thing her abortion comedy wasn't about? It wasn't about abortion. She talked about just about everything except for abortion. And I was thinking, let's imagine you and I decided we're going to do a comedy routine and it's going to be about root canal. Let's do a comedy about root canal. I think that, you know what? I think we'd put the root canal somewhere in the act, right? I think you'd have that in there about what instruments were used and how they asked you to open your mouth wide or they gave you a drug or whatever. That's what she didn't do. And I'm thinking, you know what? You've no courage and you're not a comedian because you're not telling the truth. Real good comedians tell the truth.
Well, what you just said, first of all, you all wrote a book. What's the title of the book?
Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer.
Okay, Gosnell, G-O-S-N-E-L-L. Folks, you are responsible for this information on the test, ladies and gentlemen. The story of Gosnell affects every American. If you want to speak with any intelligence on the issue of abortion, you can't do that unless you're familiar with the story of Kermit Gosnell. The most important.
And I think, you know, just to say on that and the reason for that, because people might be thinking, why is he saying that? I think the reason that particularly is true about that is that there was a court case here. In the court case, nothing at all to do with the pro-life movement, nothing to do with the abortion arguments. This was a murder trial where a doctor was being, you know, tried for the murder of babies. In the trial, they had to have expert witness come and explain to the jury what a good abortion is, what a legal abortion is, so that they could contrast that with what murder is. And I can tell you that jury were chilled by the description of a good legal abortion. They were completely chilled by that.
If this information gets out there, it will change America. That's why I speak with the passion that I do, because what you and Phelim done... This will change America if people dare to look at the truth. The Wilberforce story in my book, Amazing Grace, when they describe legally what it was allowed to do on a slave ship, to cram these human beings so that they're in their own feces with their children. It is so evil. And that was what was legal. And when the people in England began to understand this, they changed their views. They said, we had no idea. We had no idea. And most Americans have no idea when it comes to this issue. So I hope, folks, that you will go to serialkillerpod.com and you will share this with as many young people particularly as you can. We can change the world by telling the truth. And what this does, it simply tells the truth. This happened. Mm-hmm. This is real. These are court cases. This is not made up.
And it's free. And all of this is free, by the way. So it's in every podcast platform. This is free. You can share it. You can text it to somebody. People can listen to it on their commute. They can listen to it in the car. And here you will hear the voices of the people who put this guy away. And you will also hear the voice of Kermit Gosnell himself speaking to you from his jailhouse, from Huntington Prison in Pennsylvania. And every now and again, you'll hear the interruption of, this is a phone call from Huntington Prison. And it's very dramatic. You'll hear even the undercover cops doing their drug deals. And that's how they found him.
We've got to go. SerialKillerPod.com. Check it out. And God bless you. Thank you.
He never gets low down, but he's got the dirtiest job in town. Bending low at the people's feet on a windy corner of a dirty street. Will I ask him while he shines my shoes?
Hey, folks, if you could make money off of abortion or pornography, would you do it? I hope the answer is no. But I want to tell you, Robert Netsley, the founder of InspireInsight.com, he was the president of his local pro-life pregnancy center when he discovered that he owned investments in three companies manufacturing abortion drugs. Well, God helped him to see that he was making money from abortion, pornography, LGBT activism, and the list goes on. And that's why he created InspireInsight.com. InspireInsight.com gives you instant access to biblical values data on over 23,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs so you can invest to the glory of God. You need to go to InspireInsight.com today and screen your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts. I did, and I was shocked. Now I'm able to clean out the junk and invest in companies actually doing good things. Go to InspireInsight.com today and register for free. That's InspireInsight.com. Go there. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
Folks, as promised, a very, very important conversation. I wish it weren't. An important guest. I wish she weren't. Her name is Dr. Simone Gold. She's the founder of America's Frontline Doctors. She's been a hero. She's been persecuted by what we call the U.S. government. I don't know who they are. Privilege to have her as my guest. Simone, welcome.
Thank you. Delightful to see you, Eric.
I want to talk to you about your whole story. I want to help you get your story out. Many people in my audience won't be familiar with the story. So if you don't mind, tell us the story.
Sure. I'll just give you, I wasn't sure I heard all of that, but emergency physician practicing on the front lines when COVID struck, and I found that there were a lot of mistruths and half-truths and flat-out lies that were being told to the American people. So we went public. I organized a lot of doctors. We stood public on the steps of the Supreme Court July 2020, and we brought a lot of truths, such as lockdowns don't work, masks don't work, and early treatment does work. From that moment on, my life completely changed. I became really targeted, censored, heavily slandered, defamed, etc. But we kept fighting, and America's Frontline Doctors really brought a lot of hope and a lot of medical treatment to the American people. I speak only on medical issues, health freedom issues. And because I was so broadly censored on social media, I accept a lot of invitations to speak in person. And for the last year and a half, 2 years, I've been going around really all over the nation. I've been to probably 50 different cities just speaking publicly. So of course I accepted an invitation to speak in front of a million people in the Capitol on January 6th. This was back before we had any kind of attachment to the name or of January 6th. This was just another event, another rally that I would attend as a public speaker on medical freedom. And I was an invited guest speaker on the Capitol that day. And when I showed up on January 6th at the Capitol, our permanent platformed area where I was to speak, I was going to be with Congress people, other very high profile people to speak, was canceled for no reason. We don't know why it was reason, who canceled it, but it was canceled. And but that's why I was there. I was there to give my typical health freedom, medical freedom speech. And everything that flowed from that day was just like an abrogation. All the repercussions of that day have shown that we've lost so much civil liberties in our nation.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And it's horrifying. And there are very few people who seem to be reporting on this in the mainstream media. I could think of almost like one. Greg Kelly on Newsmax has talked about this sort of thing. But that's the most horrifying and astonishing thing. And since you're Jewish, I can just say, I know in history, this is exactly what happened in Germany. Is like a lot of people just said, well, this is not my battle. I'm going to keep my mouth shut and let the other people take the heat. And so right now we have a lot of people just by virtue of their silence who are participating in the demonization of folks like you who either did nothing wrong or did nothing illegal, and yet we're living at a time where not only is this happening, but the word is not getting out. And it's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the program. Where do things stand right now? You just sent out a video. I put it out on Twitter. Where do things stand for you right now, Simone?
Right. I'm so glad you're taking this approach. You know, I'm really just an example, and I want everyone listening to understand that if they can take a person like me and turn me into essentially a convicted criminal because I did accept a misdemeanor plea, they're coming for you next. I mean, I'm just a little bit ahead of you, but they're coming for you next. I was publicly speaking. I wasn't even talking about the election. I'm talking about medical freedom. But the FBI ends up arresting me in a horrifically violent kind of arrest with, you know, huge weapons pointed at me, et cetera. The federal government put so much pressure on people like me to accept guilty pleas. They overcharged. You recall that I'm an attorney as well as a doctor. And the prosecution, the government side, is not allowed to charge for crimes that they cannot prove. But that's exactly what they're doing to many, many January 6th defendants. They're overcharging. They charged me with essentially trespass, which is a misdemeanor. But they also charged me with violence and felony, which had a 20-year sentence. So when you put that on somebody, that's almost a burden that it's just too much of a risk to take if you're a person like me who's going to become very politicized, you know, in the jury's mind. But I have to remind everybody, the government is not allowed to charge you with crimes that they don't have evidence of the elements that they're proving. But they're doing it all the time. They charged me, for example, with a felony obstruction of justice or obstruction of Congress, which was absolutely ludicrous. They knew they couldn't prove it. But because I couldn't take that risk, I took the misdemeanor plea. I went before the judge, and the judge is really, I'm sorry, I should be cautious with what I say, but I'm not. The nicest way I can say it is his words were filled with inaccuracies and prejudice. The inaccuracies included him blaming me for the deaths of five people from the Capitol. We all know that that's factually inaccurate, and if it were true, it would have nothing to do with me. He went on and on about it not being political, and yet he spent most of his time speaking about his hatred for America's frontline doctors and the fact that I'm calling this an attack on free speech. So he was really the definition of the problem. And that's the kind of person that we face if we ever find ourselves in a jury or judicial system in Washington, D.C. It's not safe.
I mean, that alone is absolutely astonishing. And I guess let me ask you, you know, before we go on, because we have some time here, but how can people find you and how can people help you? Because I want to tell my audience, folks, this is our battle. If you don't think this concerns you, you're a fool. This concerns you, whoever you are, and you need to know that. And so I'm saying it emphatically because the mainstream media, to my horror as an American, is not covering this sort of thing. That is horrific, folks. That is its own kind of crime and horror that the mainstream media is not even covering this accurately. But Dr. Simone Gold, you're an attorney, you're a medical doctor, you have been on the front lines of this issue. You started America's Frontline Doctors. But before we get into the rest of that, how can people find you and how can people help you?
Thank you for mentioning this. If you go to our website, freedrgold.org, free, F-R-E-E, Dr. D-R, Gold, G-O-L-D.org. This is how we fight back. Eric, you're exactly right that this is a fight that's so much bigger than me. You mentioned the Holocaust. I'm a daughter of a Holocaust survivor. And there's a famous poem that's up in many Holocaust museums. And it said, first they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak up because I'm not a trade unionist. Then they came for the communists, and I did not speak up because I'm not a communist. They came for the homosexuals, and I did not speak up because I'm not homosexual. They came for the Jews, and I did not speak up because I'm not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. That is the fight that we're in. My fight is your fight. If they can abridge the civil liberties of somebody like myself, somebody that was considered a rock star by American standards, a doctor, a lawyer, Ivy League educated, right? They can come for you. Please go to freedrgold.org.
Freedrgold.org. Freedrgold.org. Now, we've had, in the past, we had Brandon Strock on this program. He has a similar story. And I just want to say again, folks, this is very painful for me because I love this country. And the idea that these things could be happening in this country is deeply sickening to me. If you shrink from using the word evil, you're simply being inaccurate. This is evil. This is in the United States of America. People are being demonized and being treated in ways that is unacceptable for anyone to be treated except the most evil criminals imaginable. You said, Simone, and I call you Simone because I know you, but you said that they broke down your door. They came at you with weapons. I mean, let's be clear, folks. In America, you know, in a drug raid, if you think you're going to get your head blown off when you open the door, that's how you behave. When you are coming after an Ivy League lawyer doctor who genuinely did nothing wrong, when you look at this, you know this is a fact. Why would they do this? They did this to Brandon Strock. They did this to you. It strikes me that there are people who want to terrorize and intimidate American citizens into silence. Why else, Simone, why would they do that? I mean, honestly, when I hear about that, it's one thing for them to be wrong. But to use those kinds of tactics, it is astonishing to me.
The entire game is to silence people like me. They silenced me. They silenced the people downstream from me. That is the entire game. They had nothing upon which to engage in a violent arrest against me. It's ludicrous. I'm also a mom. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I have there's a media person. You can send me an email, a phone call. I'm very easy to get a hold of. It was entirely to silence people like me. Now, I do think they silence a lot of people. But then there's the people like me, like Brandon, who come forward and get stronger from these episodes. There's, you know, come at it. You know, you don't even know the half of what they've done. The FBI, for example,
actually, hang on. We're going to go to a break here. I want to hear everything. Folks, I'm asking you, share this video, share this audio. Go to freedrgold.org, freedrgold.org. We'll be right back with Dr. Simone Gold. Hey there, folks. Eric Metaxas here. As you know, our friend, and he's a real friend, Mike Lindell, has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. But he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. My Slippers, they're unbelievable. I know all about them. But I got to tell you, for a limited time, you will save $90 on each pair of My Slippers. They're expensive. You can save $90. This blowout sale of the year won't last. Order now. He's taken over 2 years to develop them. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and out all day long, made with My Pillow Foam and Impact Gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. Call 1-800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listeners square and use promo code ERIC. The offer will not last long, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-3057. 800-978-3057. Folks, I'm talking to Dr. Simone Gold, founder of America's Frontline doctors. To my mind, a heroic figure, because in America today, if you speak the truth, you're suddenly a heroic figure, because a lot of people are shrinking from speaking the truth. They're called, technically, cowards. Dr. Simone Gold, you were just sharing something, and if people want to find you, then go to freedrgold.org, freedrgold.org. But continue along the lines of what you were sharing.
So they arrested me in a violent arrest. They then put me on a no-fly list. They made it unbelievably difficult to travel. The FBI defamed me in a written communication to a state, saying that I had been charged with treason, which they knew, of course, was completely fabricated and false. They do that to make it difficult for me to protect my medical and my law license. So people are right to be leery of the government. However, if you don't speak up now and you just are silent and you go along with this, it's just going to be a matter of time till they come for you. You are correct, Eric, that this is, you can't be silent anymore, and you can't put your head down and think that this doesn't involve you. It does.
Well, you quoted the poem earlier in my book about Dietrich Bonhoeffer and the Holocaust. You know, one of the figures in the story of that book is Martin Niemöller. And Martin Niemöller, who wrote that now famous poem, first they came for the trade unionists, then they came for this, and then, you know, when they came for me, there was no one left to speak up for me. That is the story of our time, that, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't do your part now, honestly, you know, God is judging us for when we speak up and for when we keep our mouths shut. If you keep your mouth shut, I promise you, God is judging you for that, because people depend on us having the courage to speak the truth. And we all get courage from others who have courage. And I've gotten courage from Simone Gold and Brandon Strzok and others who have been persecuted, but it has made them stronger.
I'd like to share that there is no such thing as neutral. As a Jewish girl growing up with my dad, as I said, a Holocaust survivor, we learned as Americans, you know, that Switzerland was neutral in World War II. But of course, as time went on, we learned that Switzerland wasn't actually neutral, right? They benefited a lot financially from the Nazis with the art and the money, et cetera. There is no such thing as being neutral in the face of evil. You and I have bonded a lot because of our deep belief in God. And I've read your book, Is Atheism Dead? We know, we faithful people know that God is alive and well, and it's up to us to speak up and speak forward. And maybe you can't fight like me or Brandon Strzok, but there's a lot you can do. And I want to share a positive development. I believe for a couple of years now that we really need two separate kind of pathways in society, that they don't want us to live. They want us dead, essentially, spiritually dead or physically dead. So we need separate everything, separate media, separate this. So we're bringing goldcare.com, and this is a way to access ethical, honorable doctors. I get asked this a lot. How can I find a doctor who, like, listen to the Hippocratic Oath? And the answer is goldcare.com. You have to start looking for these freedom outlets in your own life and start putting your money where your mouth is. Stop feeding the beast that doesn't believe in God and that doesn't believe in inalienable human rights.
Well, what was the website you just gave, Gold Doctors?
It's so much fun to talk about something positive. Gold Care, like my name, goldcare.com.
Goldcare.com. Well, this is part of the scandal, because there's two stories here. First is the story of COVID and the vaccines and the medical horror. That's one story. Then is the story of the so-called insurrection. What a joke. I say it on the air. What a satanic joke that people like Nancy Pelosi and many others and many Republicans are putting forward. This profound lie, this shameful lie that an insurrection happened, it is utterly ridiculous. If you look into it at all, you realize it's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous and sickening that they would stand on this lie. It is no different than what that Hitler and his lieutenants did with the Reichstag fire. It is absolutely preposterous. It's using the power of the government to harm citizens. But let's put that to the side for a moment and talk about the medical stuff. The medical stuff, goldcare.com. I discovered, just to say, at the beginning of all this, that what I always assumed is that doctors are neutral, that many of them participated in the evil of what happened with the vaccines, with the lies about COVID. Talk a little bit about that, because that's how you came to prominence, was you saw this as a doctor and you began to speak out.
Right. It's been heartbreaking for me. You know how you said earlier that this whole thing's been heartbreaking? It has been heartbreaking for me to observe that most doctors did not put the patient first. They really are not following their Hippocratic Oath. The medicine has essentially collapsed in our nation. You can see it on the organizational government level. Nobody trusts the CBC, the CDC, the FDA, the NIH. Nobody trusts these people. At the same time, people are kind of left wondering, what do I do? Like, what can I do in my own personal life? I've got kids. I've got elderly parents. Like, what do I do? You need a doctor. Like, you need a doctor you can trust. So the answer really is goldcare.com. We need that when they put this fear into Americans again, where they come, they say the monkeypox or whatever lie they send us next, you need to know that you have a resource that you can go to that's going to say, no, that's not true. And so you need a decent human being who's a doctor, and that's what we've built. And it's goldcare.com. But it's a community. It's a community. So I really encourage everybody who's listening, we are for you. We are for you. We have to build our own side.
Well, we're going to go to another break, but I want to say, folks, goldcare.com. Can you hear me say that? Goldcare.com. And to help Dr. Gold, please, folks, go to freedrgold.org. This is actually important. We can't get you all the facts today, but the more you find out, the more you understand, this is your battle, and you need to step up. Freedrgold.org. We'll be right back. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Dr. Simone Gold, who started America's Frontline Doctors. Now, when the COVID thing began, I say this over and over that, you know, Romans 8:28, Paul's letter to the Romans says, all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. So it's not that, hey, everything works out in the end, baloney. But for those that love God and are called according to his purposes, God can weave the worst things into something beautiful. So the horror of what happened, the government overreach, this globalist madness, big pharma, and on and on and on and on, has led to people like you starting things like goldcare.com. That wouldn't have happened if we had just kind of kept going along. So it's been a clarifying moment for Americans to see that the media we used to trust, we can't trust. The doctors we used to trust, a lot of them, they're cowards. They're just will do whatever because, you know, they don't really want any trouble. But the good that has come out of it, Simone, is that folks like you have stepped up and you've created stuff like goldcare.com, their alternative media outlets. So some good things are coming out of this nightmare.
Yeah, my lane particularly, of course, is medical. But I know that the medical is important to bring to the people because that's the way we tricked people over the last 2.5 years. They've had so many lies that we became a country of medical tyranny. We became a country where my body, my choice only mattered for killing babies, but it didn't matter to not put a needle in your arm, right? So it's all been revealed. But going forward, the average person really does need an honorable, ethical doctor in their life. Like, that's a practical thing I can bring to the American people. This is a way you can fight back on tyranny. That's the purpose of goldcare.com. We're giving you a community that you can trust, and in that community are doctors you can trust.
It's just an amazing thing. You know, we keep using the word heartbreaking, but to realize that, I mean, I knew things were bad in many ways, but I never dreamt that suddenly I would have to worry whether my doctor is actually going to care about my life or care about covering his rear end. When you find out that, you know, ivermectin might work or this might work, and how the media just demonized anyone that said this kind of stuff, I thought, this is really creepy. This is like right out of the Third Reich. We don't do that in America. In America, we believe in science and truth and facts. So we've lived through a chilling time, and it must have been the more so for you because you are a medical doctor and a lawyer and you saw this kind of thing happening.
Okay, so I saw doctors that no longer could think. Maybe they never did think, but they were only following Twitter and Facebook and CNN. That was shocking to me. When you read the medical journals, they were filled with lies. There's a recent article that just came out in the New England Journal of Medicine blaming birth defects on climate change. It is ludicrous to blame a rapid change in something that's incremental. To the extent that climate is changing, which it always is changing, it's incremental. Of course a scientist would reject an incremental tiny change as being responsible for a large change, right, of infertility or birth rates. Infertility and birth rates are plummeting. I don't know if you've seen that latest data. Starting as soon as the shots were rolled out, fertility rates are dropping. And to think as a scientist that you could possibly blame this, that if it exists, it's incremental, is ludicrous. And honestly, this is what GoldCare will bring to the world, is honest, ethical, unbiased physicians so you can help make your right choices.
Well, okay, GoldCare.com. I want to make sure people get that, GoldCare.com.
You better become a member. Eric, it's for you. I'm telling you.
I will go to the website. I've only just heard about it very recently. GoldCare.com. Well, but the thing that astonishes me really is that I know tons and tons of people who've gotten the vaccine who've had adverse effects, dramatic adverse effects. I have heard stories of people dying. I've heard, even if there's not a correlation, even if we don't know yet, normal people would say, wait a minute, hold on. What if there is a correlation? Let's look into this. Let's slow this down. But we're not seeing that. I mean, yesterday, I think on Fox News, I saw some just horrifying ad saying that families, what links us together is we're all getting the vaccine or something. And I'm thinking, why do children need to get the vaccine? Why? Somebody tell me why children need to get the vaccine. We are being propagandized at a level that I'm just saying it's so horrifying to me. I can hardly believe that it's been happening.
Okay, so of course you know that children don't need the vaccine because they don't get very sick from COVID. And even if they did, the vaccine doesn't work to stop transmission, et cetera, et cetera. But you might say, what's the pull? Well, the pull is if it becomes part of the vaccine childhood schedule, then the vaccine manufacturer is shielded from liability. This is why the push. Now people know who are listening to you. If it becomes part of the childhood immunization schedule, there's no liability to the manufacturer. That's why they're pushing it hard. It has to go through these steps procedurally. And then it's just gravy times for the big pharma companies.
And most people are too busy working hard and trying to raise their kids to understand what is happening. So they just go along because they assume that doctors and the government can largely be trusted. They would never do anything this evil. But I mean, if I ever needed confirmation, I didn't. But if I ever needed confirmation of what we sometimes call original sin, you know, that are people basically good or basically broken and in need of God to redeem them. When I have seen the vast majority of the establishment go along with these things, I think, wow. So, oh, this didn't just happen in Germany. This will happen anytime there's an opportunity. And this has been an opportunity for power and greed and any number of things to converge in such a way that, I mean, the good news, Simone, is that it is waking people up. I know that there are people right now, they're waking up because they understand something's wrong. This doesn't seem right. I'm hearing things that are contradicting themselves. So in a sense, you know, the proponents of some of these things have overplayed their hand, it seems to me.
I fully agree that a lot has been revealed, and going forward, I want to encourage people to make up their own mind, not automatically believe other people or trust other people, and look at the evidence that existed on the ground prior to the alleged controversy. For example, if you're a mom, you remember 2 years ago that your doctor never said to you that when you were pregnant, you should take the latest, greatest thing. I mean, doctors are always risk averse and slow to take on new things for pregnant people or for children, for example. So if your doctor's all of a sudden saying things that are different than you've heard them say in the past, be forewarned not to forgo your own common sense.
Okay, we're going to a break, but this is a big one. When we come back, we're talking about that. Don't go away.
We used to laugh. We used to cry. Used to bow our
heads. Welcome back, folks. I'm talking to Dr. Simone Gold with America's Frontline Doctors, goldcare.com. You were just saying, Simone, something that's kind of obvious, right? Like my wife has said this many times, like how bizarre that pregnant women won't have a sip of champagne. They won't eat sushi. They're like, whoa, you know, I'm pregnant. I don't want to mess with it. But, oh, they won't smoke a cigarette. But they will say, well, yeah, give me this experimental vaccine. Who knows what will happen? But can we even imagine? I mean, like the idea of having a glass of alcohol or something like that, we act like, well, we wouldn't do that because I'm pregnant. But pregnant women are being told, take this vaccine. We have no clue, really, what the long-term effects are. There's been a lot of adverse stuff, but we don't want to talk about that. Just take the vaccine and shut up. Common sense tells you, no. Why would I do that? Why?
The take-home message is not to forgo your own common sense or your own life experience in favor of a quote-unquote expert. That has been the life lesson of the last 2.5 years. Every viewer and listener needs to really take that to heart. No matter what your job is, don't automatically believe someone who's been endowed as an expert. I think that's why they hate me so much, because I am an expert, and I'm here telling you that it's your obligation not to automatically believe experts. The first thing to believe in is faith. Faith will not steer you wrong. If you want subordinate supporting information, then you know, go seek it out from honorable experts in medicine, for example. That's gold care. There are others in other areas. But we saw this a lot. You know, for example, the masks, right? What did the experts say about masks? Well, the experts always said masks didn't work for tiny respiratory viruses, except when it became convenient for them to say the opposite in the last 2 years. That's why you have to be very cautious with experts. And you know, our good friend Dennis Prager always distinguishes between experts and leaders. And experts are not leaders, and you shouldn't really get your leadership direction from an expert. It's just information is all.
Well, I mean, the mask thing, I have to say, it was so sickening to me to see children wearing masks. To this day, I see, it's always lower-level people, staff people, being told they have to wear masks in Manhattan.
May I share something with you on that? So the D.C. District Court has a mask policy as follows. If everyone in the court is vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. If anyone is unvaccinated or unsure, you have to wear a mask. But the rule can be waived, which is hilarious because I didn't know that viruses listen to judicial waivers. But I knew before I walked into the courtroom what it would look like. What did it look like? One person not wearing a mask. The only person not wearing a mask was the judge. The judge did not wear a mask the entire time. Everyone else was forced to wear a mask. Wake up, people. This is where we're going. We're going to a class society, much like we got rid of in India, right? That's where we're going, to class society.
Well, and again, ladies and gentlemen, you know, in the interest of time, I'll call it what it is. It's satanic. That kind of class level, caste system that is profoundly unbiblical. It is profoundly un-American. It is wicked. It is wrong. We thought we had moved past this a long time ago, but that is kind of where we are. When I saw people like sheep wearing masks in airports, I thought, why are they doing this? Who told them? But it's kind of like people are just, I don't want to get in trouble. I'm just going to do what I have to do. Folks, sometimes in life, you know, you have to take a stand and do the right thing. And I really wonder what we've become as a nation. But again, many, many people are waking up, and that's the good news. There is good news. Simone Gold has been my guest. Dr. Simone Gold, thank you for your time. I hope people will go to freedrgold.org to find out more. Folks, you got to do your job. Please go to freedrgold.org. Go to goldcare.com. And Simone Gold, we have to have you back again soon because it's a much larger conversation. But thanks for your time today. God bless you.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.